Allah did in fact make a covenant with the children of Israel and appointed 12 chieftains from among them and said, I am with you if you establish Salah, the prayers, pay Zakah, believe in my Rasuls, support them and give a generous loan to Allah by spending in charity. I will certainly forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. However, if any one of you after this violates this covenant, he will indeed go astray from the right way. Even after that, they broke their covenant as a result. We laid on them our curse and hardened their hearts. They tempered with words out of their context and neglected much of what they were enjoined. You will always find most of them deceitful except for a few of them. Yet forgive them and overlook their misdeeds. Allah loves those who are kind to others. Likewise, we also made a covenant with those who called themselves Christians, but they too have neglected much of what they were enjoined. As a result, we stirred among them enmity and hatred, which will last till the day of resurrection, and soon Allah will inform them all of what they have done. O people of the book, now our Rasul has come to you to reveal much of what you have come and concealed from the holy book, and to pass over much which is no longer necessary. There has come to you from Allah a new light and a clear book, which Allah will guide to the ways of peace all those who seek His good pleasure and bring them out of the depth of darkness into the light of His grace and guide them to the right way. Indeed, those who have committed kufr, rejected faith, who said God is the Messiah, son of Maryam. O Muhammad, ask them, who has the power to prevent Allah if He chose to destroy the Messiah, the son of Maryam, his mother, and all that is in the earth? Allah has the sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He creates what He pleases, and has power over everything. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved ones. Ask them, why then does He punish you for your sins? Nay, in fact, you are human beings, like others, which He has created. He forgives whom He pleases, and He punishes whom He pleases. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, and to Him is the final refuge. O people of the book, indeed our Rasul has come to you, making clear to you the teaching of the right way, after a long break in the series of the Rasuls, so that you may not be able to say, no one has come to give us good news or to warn us. Now, someone has come to give you good news and warn you, so listen to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything.